The psalm for this morning, a good psalm, Psalm 9, talks about the victories of the Lord and the future victories that are coming. And verse 1 and 2 are the ones that I honed in on. And I read it first. I read on my computer. My Bible was turned to the Message, so I'm reading the King James this year. And I thought, woo, that is so cheerful. That is so happy. I'm thanking you, God, from a full heart. I'm writing the book on your wonders. I'm whistling and laughing and jumping for joy. I'm singing your song, high God. Hallelujah. Doesn't that sound just, woo, yeah. So I thought, well, I better find out what it says in King James. So I better turn back to the one I'm reading this year and read King James and see if it lines up with it. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. Amen. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praises to thy name, O thou most high. Amen. It does say, when you go back into those words, the words that Peterson has used to describe the psalm or paraphrase it, come from the Greek, so hallelujah. I'm from the Hebrew. It's good to know that, yes, Peterson still had the thought. But we like the King James. That's what we stay with. So anyway, the thought is, let's praise God with everything in us. Everything within us. Let's let go. Things are bad in the world. Things are bad that are happening in the world. But let's let go. Hey, if the fans can let go over a Seahawks win, we can certainly let go over how wonderful God is to us and everything that he represents. We're going to just praise him, and we're going to just look up this morning as we worship him. In him we live and move and have our being. Amen. Not in the Seahawks, hey? No. In him we live and move and have our being. So let's give it everything we've got and worship this morning.